We used to jerk off at sleepovers.
Oh, really?
What?
See, I knew guys did this.
Of course.
So many guys were like, we never did that. I'm like, yes, you did.
Oh, yeah, we called it towels and blankets. And
did you guys just like look at each other while you were in a circle?
We didn't look at each other. That's fucking gay.
Hey, girl, you trying to hit this?
Oh, you know exactly what I need.
Lisa, welcome back to your favorite podcast. It's Two Girls, One Blunt Pod.
You're looking at this one up here.
This is my one.
Rewind.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to your favorite podcast. We're here with Two Girls, One Blunt Pod. Jamie and Emily, Miami's top ginger redhead OnlyFans fucking comedian on stage, loving weed smoking baby girls.
Amen. What? This is us, baby.
And your special guest today, all the way from Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
It's Drake. We have Drake on the podcast. Drake?
Oh my God.
Wait, is it Justin Bieber?
The Weeknd.
The Weeknd.
We're on fire.
Yeah.
We're on fire. Shania Twain.
Oh. Yeah. I'm actually seeing the resemblance to Shania Twain.
I see more Justin Bieber.
You know, Shania Twain, first music video I've ever jerked off to.
Really?
Yeah. That don't impress me much.
And you were like, it impresses me.
I remember the first time I came was the part where she goes, so you're Brad Pitt. That don't impress.
You're like, oh my God, I am Brad Pitt.
Go watch the video.
She's like, so you're Brad Pitt.
And I'm like, oh. But I shot blanks.
Wow. How old were you?
Oof.
You shot blanks?
Yeah, I remember the first time I came was late. I think it was because I started smoking weed early, by the way, potheads.
Oh, yeah.
And I was shooting, I was having the whole, I called it the buzz pump before I knew the word orgasm. I was having the buzz pumps, but because it goes, zzz, and the pumping I assumed was for cum to come out. Mm-hmm. My friends all had sticky shit. We used to jerk off at sleepovers.
Oh, really?
What?
See, I knew guys did this.
Of course.
So many guys were like, we never did that. I'm like, yes, you did.
Oh, yeah, we called it towels and blankets. And
did you guys just like look at each other while you were in a circle?
We didn't look at each other. That's fucking gay.
Oh, you looked at each other's asses?
No, we would watch porn on the television. Channel 11 always had like implied nudity.
Yeah.
And we'd play a game called towels and blankets. And it would be the last one to come loses. So we would race to come and we'd be like five or six guys at the sleepover. And, you know, didn't think that was gay. How about this? I thought it was weird to jerk off at home alone. I was like, no, that's like a sleepover thing with my boys.
You can only jerk off with your boys.
Yeah.
You're like, where's Tony? I miss him. You should be here with me.
And now I look back, I'm like, wow, I was fucking gay.
Do you still talk to those guys?
No.
Are you still gay a little?
No, I jerk off a lot. I like to jerk off. So whenever Bree's not in the mood, my girl, I jerk off beside her.
Yeah, I love that.
Once a day.
Okay.
Like a lot. Like,
well, she's asleep or
like
awake.
30 times a month. Like it's a lot. No, like she'll be like on her phone, like editing pictures. Or like,
you're just over there awake.
She's like,
are you watching porn? She's no, like, these no, are no, my no. friends.
No porn. Cause that would be disrespectful to my baby.
Yeah.
So she'll be like, you know, on TikTok or whatever. And I'll just like kind of sniff her ass and put my, I'm not lying. Like, by the way, I don't lie. Like everything I say is true. So I'll put like my face and like shake it on her ass and jerk off. And then she'll let me come on it and she'll be like, good job, babe.
I love that.
That's so sweet.
You guys are so supportive.
Yeah, we do that a lot.
Yeah.
My ex used to jerk it while I was asleep. And I feel like that's kind of weird. But if I'm awake and consenting.
To what?
Probably porn. He had a porn addiction.
You know, that's weird. If you're watching porn next to me in bed and jerking off, I'm like, my pussy's right here.
Just pull the blankets off.
You can just do the backup, like the spoon, and then you kind of like move your dick. Do you know that move?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, you got me. You do the little dick flip. I'm in.
That's really disrespectful. Your vagina is right beside
right
him and
there.
He's watching another girl's.
I sleep naked. He could have just looked at my body and he's watching porn.
Yeah, that he. Mm.
The worst part is one of my exes loved like Instagram girls and he was a civilian and he met me and.
What does that mean, a civilian?
Civilian, like normal job. Like wants
nine
to do the 9 to 5, has a 5-year plan that's very slow.
Okay.
No,
a common folk.
No risks. Okay. Yeah.
A normie.
An NPC.
Yeah. I was like hoping I was like come to like the non-NPC side of me. And he was like, no, I need civilian puss. But civilian puss sucks. Either way, he would follow all the Instagram girls. And then while we were dating, like he still followed them. And I'd be like, these are my friends now.
Right.
I'm on trips with them.
Yeah, I've leveled up the social ladder, normie.
I've done work with them. And you know what I'm saying? And and now you're like following them and liking their pictures, that's a little uncomfortable. Like, my boyfriend shouldn't be liking people I work with pictures. And no. I understand this is your fantasy. Mm.
But I was on a yacht with her yesterday.
Yes. Yeah. I was like, exactly. I licked her booty. Like, we can't
at least
do this.
Jerk off to the porn that we're in together. Like, don't look at her Instagram. That's fucking weird.
So I didn't know this until today that you guys do full porn.
No.
Well, yeah. Okay. Whoa. Well, oh, yeah. All right. Well, take
your
it down a notch there. You were looking for our leaks?
No, I'm going to. And let me tell you, something about, and I think I speak for men, and I hate to say this and put this out there to all my OnlyFans girls and creators that I'm friends with, you know, especially you guys. But
you're like,
there's a satisfying feeling of chasing leaks. It's the hunt. It's almost too easy to go on your OnlyFans now and pay $19.99
yeah.
for the sub, then $9.99 for the nip slip.
Mm-hmm.
I want to fucking go through 87 ads, and I want to go on the 18th page of the fucking cancerous internet of fucking Jerkmate. Boom.
The meet Russian websites.
MILF are texting you. But I'm like, ah, fuck. Okay, it's this, like, back tap. And then you get, like, a little 2D of the nip slip.
You're like, I know her.
I like it. I like looking for leaked nudes.
Because men like the hunt. It's you the like hunt. To chase. Okay.
Only who fans is, too easy.
Who is the hot actor who's like, I think he's black and he's light eyes.
Jesse Williams.
I know
exactly what you're talking about.
His dick was leaked because he was in a play and he had to be nude for it. And somebody in the front row snapshotted his dick from under it. Beautiful.
And art. I immediately. Oh,
and it was like he was wet and it was like a raining so hot. Scene. And I immediately looked for that.
Oh, I went to Twitter right away. He has a huge dick, by the way. If you're looking, it's on Twitter.
It was beautiful.
You girls like big dicks?
Yeah.
It's important.
I didn't like big dicks until I fucked a big dick.
And now you're a big dick girl.
And now I'm a big dick girl.
Okay.
Jamie? I just, you know what I like? Somebody who loves me. You know?
Like my FaceTime right before the show.
Yes.
If you can eat my pussy and then give me that, I will. But you want Jordans, babe? What do you want? Like, you could be the stay-at-home dad. Right. I don't care. I just want to be loved.
You know what the least cool thing is for a guy now, I think, is a guy that brags about a one-night stand that he had. You're not cool. Like, look at this bitch I took down yesterday. When a guy says that to me, oh, that's a great way of saying we shouldn't be fucking friends. You're a loser. You should just wear a tag that says, I brag about girls that I have sex with. Not cool.
Is that a red flag for you in a friendship? Like
in
dudes
friendship,
who are like
yes.
that?
I'm done with fuckboy friends.
Really?
I used to be like that, sure. But now we're 30.
Yeah.
If you want to have sex, go do it for you. But like, okay.
Keep that shit private.
Like, you went out to a bar on a Tuesday on your 30s.
Yeah.
Not to celebrate. You talked to a girl all night. You went home. You talked to her. She's six. And you did all this and that just to have like 10 minutes of friction. And then what'd you do? You cuddle her? Like, don't brag about that. Do it for you if you need it.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't like that. Tell me about a girl you're going on a date with, how it's going.
How you're treating her.
Yeah. Hey, she's giving me mixed reviews. What do you think? I like that.
It's way hotter for a dude to be like, oh my God, I'm so into this girl. Sick. Than him to be like, oh, I just fucked five bitches last week. Like, fuck
so,
you.
So not cool.
I know you can agree with, and this is probably why a partial reason you feel this way. Tell me if I'm correct, but dudes who are like just sleazy with their dick, like they'll just put it in anything. They'll cheat on their girl. They're fuck boys. You can't trust them in business.
Fact.
That's very true.
Fact.
Those That's people will screw you over for pussy.
Straight up. And you know what? I saw one of these little Instagram like motivational losers talking. And I was like, okay, this was a good one. But he said, the way a guy treats women is the way a guy treats business. And he goes, first of all, if he has an ugly girlfriend, never work with him because he can't do sales because the biggest sale of your life. I'm like, great point.
Damn.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Great point. And then also, if he's always talking about pussy, his mind's not on money. You don't want to work with him. Also this, also that. And I was like, yo.
Easily distracted.
He's on something.
Okay. So how do you deal with that? You're in the porn industry. Aren't you always talking about pussy?
No. No. Did I talk about pussy once since
no.
I've been here?
No.
Have I ever spoken about pussy
no.
to you?
No. You're
Never.
Very respectful.
Fact.
Yeah.
So, okay, first thing
You're
I did.
You're just around pussy.
I'm around pussy.
But it's also like
I'm around
the
friendly
industry.
Pussy.
Yeah.
It's friend puss. It's BFF puss.
It's
BFF
puss.
BFFP. BFFP.
Yeah.
Wow.
BFFP.
Best friend's pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah. My best friend's pussy. Okay. That's a song.
Is the one
I'll
for
tell you why
me.
The show did well for me, okay? It's because people interview porn stars and they think, okay, maybe I'll get to fuck her for some reason. Because she fucks for a living, they think sex, and then
that's
they think
exactly
my
what
penis. Mm-hmm. I have one.
I'm gonna
she
fuck
does
her.
That. Yeah, they think that.
They do
and
one plus one equals two.
Yeah, yeah. Men are stupid.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone's like, "Oh, I want to come to that episode and see if I can fuck her." That's what people think about porn stars. And it's disgusting. It's terrible because they're normal fucking people, and you know they fuck less off camera than anyone.
Yeah,
so much less.
Yeah. Porn stars are kind of prudish right. in real yeah. life.
They're yeah. like, "Oh, I'm celibate," or like they're like, "I'll be fucking on camera, but I'm celibate in my real life."
Yes.
And I'm like,
yeah.
"Wait,
that's how they are." So yeah. people have this thing because, "Oh, she works with dick. I have one. Maybe I fuck." You know, people think like that. Men, sorry, not
yeah.
people. Men. Idiot men. But I made a rule right off the bat because girls are like, "Oh," because first few I did, they're like, "You're the only one who hasn't like hit on us." I'm like, "Oh, okay." I was scared.
This
to.
Is my want. Job.
So I made a rule, never hit on a guest. And you can ask any, we've done 120 episodes now. I've never even flirted with one guest. And
good shit.
That's why things are going well.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm the only one who does. They tell me like, "Oh, that one just... it was cool." And then after, "What are you doing for dinner? Oh, you're not going to fucking text me back?"
Every time.
How awkward is
every
that
time.
When the episode's coming out? And like, you know, "Oh, that guy's a creep." They all talk.
We've mm-hmm. had guys like sell us a dream and be like, "Let's do business together. Let's do a podcast. Let's do whatever." And mm-hmm. then we like get there. They're like, they offer us to stay at their house, right? They're like, "You can do this for your podcast here or whatever. And I'll help you with this." And then we're there and we're like, "Oh, there's expectations if yep. we're going to get that." Mm-hmm. And when... They would start hitting on us and we were put in a position where we're like, "We're stuck here with no cell service and you're hitting on us and now we're uncomfortable and you just like sold us a dream." And so we just wasted our whole fucking time doing this trip because guess what? That dream never happened because
that's what happened when we saw you at the roast for Bert.
Yeah.
We were mm-hmm. staying with some guy who was trying to fuck me and he was like, "I want you to move in and get married to me." And I was like, "Leave me alone." Mm.
Yeah. You offered us a place to stay so that we could like... do shit.
Can I ask you girls a question?
Yeah.
It must come up a lot that guys want threesomes with you.
No.
No, it really doesn't.
Oh.
But it does come up. He's like, "That was my first thought." No, we literally get asked if we hook up, though.
A lot.
Emily and I don't even hug.
We touched knees for the first time
we
yesterday.
We touched knees because I was mad and our legs were touching and I was like, "I think people think we're gay."
Do you guys beef or no beef?
A little bit sometimes.
Bit of beef.
But it's not.
But we'll talk through it. Like so many people, like communication is non-existent in this generation.
Right.
So we'll have friends and they won't even try to reason through talking with us and actually communicate. They'll just be like, "Fuck you guys. You're pieces of shit." Mm. We would never come to each other like that. We'd be like, "Hey, I don't like how you said this. I don't like how you did that. How can we move forward and reconcile?" And that's not the goal for a lot of people.
Yeah. I also think too, when we first started, sometimes that confrontation where you're like living with someone and doing business, but you have like animosity or there's like feelings or whatever's coming up and you know there's tension, that confrontation could jeopardize your safety and your business and your money and where you live. And so sometimes it's really scary to talk about that stuff.
True that.
So we did avoid it a little bit and like we had to, we would end up like one person would bring up something and it was rocky how we brought it up in the beginning and it was messy, but our end goal was always,
you went to
how do we work through
podcasting therapy.
Literally.
Yes. Yeah.
But now like Emily's literally said something and then she'll come up to me after and she'll be like, "Hey, I'm so sorry for how I said that. I didn't want to like upset you and make you think this way." And it's just, it's like now it's second nature. We don't even need to wait for the other person to say something. We're like, "That
there's
was
something weird. The energy's off. Let's fix it."
Yeah, that was wrong of me. I shouldn't have had an attitude. It has nothing to do with you. I'm on my period and this guy pissed me off. Like, you know,
I don't know how much or how long you've known about the boy, but it used to be a double.
You.
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask about that.
Go ahead.
Yeah. What happened with your co-host?
I'm ready to talk.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I want the tea.
I'm ready to spill.
Fuck yes. I'm so excited.
All right. I'm ready to go.
Do
Let's
it.
Let's go.
All right.
We're ready. It's happening.
I'm
right
waiting.
Now.
This feels good.
I'm coming.
I feel like when the biker guy said he was doing steroids. What's his name? On Oprah. And he's like, "It's good to get on my chest." The guy with one testicle. What's his
what?
Name?
Oh, Lance Armstrong.
Lance Armstrong.
And he's like, he's like, "Motherfucker, I did roids the whole time. What's up?" Oh, I feel good. I feel like that.
That
right
has
now.
To feel good.
Yeah.
Okay,
let
so lay it on us.
Because I've been holding
us.
In for a year.
You have. Yeah. As soon as I saw him off your clips, I was like, something happened.
Okay, so you remember
but
that.
But we didn't know you enough. I'm not going to like DM you and be like, hey, tell me the drama between you and your co-host. Right. But I was wondering and I wanted to send that message, but I was like, no, don't be nosy. It'll happen naturally. Yeah. You'll find out eventually.
What? I give him credit. It's been over a year now that we've parted ways. Mm-hmm. And he still gets a comment every single episode. Bring Mr. Quickie back. That was his name on the show, Mr. Quickie. And he, I'm like, it's been a year.
I thought it was Dark.
Yeah, Dark was his name. His name.
Is he dead now?
Yeah, he fell
he's
off
dead,
cliff,
he's
died
dead
on
to us.
Oh, yeah. No, no, he's alive. He's alive. Not well, but he's alive. Yeah.
Don't you love when your enemies just suffer after they just... No, sorry. Okay.
All right. Long or short?
All right.
Okay, so I started Pillow Talk alone.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then he was my best friend and he was my guy and I was helping him out because he was always going through. He could never figure out money, this guy. Never. He was very good at figuring out pussy. Very big pussy driven guy. Had a lot of sex. Girls love him. Give him that.
He was attractive. That's why I was like, where'd he go?
Was he hot? He was hot.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Girls love him.
But now he's dead to me, so I'll never, right. Yeah, never
if he,
fuck
if he
him.
Fucked you over.
Hoes went crazy for Dark. They did. Broke boy.
Mm-hmm.
Could fuck. You
that's
know those guys?
Why.
Yeah. Just broke boy that
we want to fix her upper.
So I started helping him out and I had an online business and he worked with me and I would send him clients that I could have closed myself. You take it, you know,
okay.
You make your commission and you get money. And
that's sweet of you.
Yeah. You know, then we became buddies and we started doing videos together. And then I started the podcast alone. And then on like episode 9, there was a guy that wanted to do it. I was like, you know what? He doesn't look funny, this guy. It was 905 Shooter, Nelk's guy that sent the dick pics like crazy.
He got in trouble for it?
Yeah. Yeah. He was like,
don't do that, guys.
Sent dick pics to all the Nelk fans. You remember that?
Holy
no, I didn't
shit.
Hear about
what?
It. Yeah. So he came on Pillow Talk to talk about it first one.
Where's my vape?
We're all fucking addicts.
I was like, this guy's not going to be funny at all. So, Dark, why don't you co-host with me? And then he was like, yeah. Episode went amazing. Because of Dark. Mm-hmm. We're funny together.
The rapport together.
The
yeah.
The banter, yeah.
You know.
But it's hard to do shit. It is hard to do shit with friends.
It's hard to do shit with
and
friends.
And people don't recognize the
and back then,
what we do to keep doing it.
Facts, bro. Back then, your boy was caking, okay? I was selling some shit that was worth a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And people were buying it.
Okay.
Blurp that out, though, please.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because someone could get pissed, who has a lot of power, and could end my life. But yeah, your boy was caking back then. So I didn't mind holding it down for my bro, Darky. Everyone loved the episode. Okay, why don't you co-host every episode with me? It was still Pillow Talk with Ryan, but you're just going to jump on. Let's go to LA. Let's take this to the next level. Let's do this. Let's do, you know, boom. I had to pay everything and I didn't mind because it was like my sugar baby. I was like, come on, Darky boy. I love you. Little broke Darky.
I've done that with the best friend.
I loved
friend.
Him. You know, yeah. And he would sleep till like 6 p.m. and then he'd fuck a girl from 9 to midnight. But I would do all the work to pay for us and do all the work. Podcast, a lot of work.
It's a lot of work and a lot of money.
It's a lot.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Bruce Terry, he charged me a fat bill.
Is this your editor?
Yeah.
He's
no Fiverr boy.
That's
guy lives,
good.
Guy lives in a nice condo in Toronto.
He good takes shit. Care
and I'm his only client.
Really?
You're like, I pay his
No, name. He does well. He does Rolling Loud now, Terry.
Hell yeah.
Good
producer
shit.
Terry.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Yeah. So Darky boy, me boy. So I'm working my ass off selling shit to make money to pay for my life and his life and pay for the show. And I'm working the show all by myself. And I'm getting a little bit like, bro, at least help volunteer to do one part. Podcast has like 18 different hats.
Yeah.
Wear one of them, two of them. You know, I'll do the social media. I'll do the clips. I'll do the post edits. I'll do the bookings. I'll do the studio. I'll do the guest research. I'll do you know, all
holy
this shit,
shit
that comes, right?
Yeah.
I'll do the merch. I'll do the, you just do TikTok, you know, one little fucking, you just answer our emails, like whatever. Like,
yeah.
You know, he didn't want to do anything. He was so lazy. He just wanted to sleep and fuck.
Damn.
But that got to me a little bit, but I kept it in. I never.
But that builds resentment.
It,
a little.
At first, it's like we are willing to give that. And then when you're like, I was giving it, not like because I expected something, but I was hopeful that you would take it and run with it as like your chance out of where you were. Like, hey, I'm giving you the layup.
Yeah.
Like, are you going to like fucking even miss it? Are you going to miss it? It's this easy. Like, take
right.
it.
Yeah. You that's know? A nice alley pass.
That's an alley pass.
Oop it.
Yeah. We put a lot of people in different positions and we've just watched them bomb them. And we're like, come on, guys.
Just yeah. give us something.
So we're just, we just want what's best for you.
Everyone's got a sick resume, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Great portfolios.
Except for producer Jerry. So I'll speed it up. Okay, so I started to build that in, but I never said anything. But this guy got so broke while we were in L.A. because he's like, I can't work out here. So, you know, I'm a bartender, so I can't bartend. So he would borrow money. And he ended up borrowing $500 here, $200 there, $21,000. Yeah, which is a lot of money.
Holy
you know?
Shit.
And then he says, when we're back in Toronto, I will work. I will pay you back. Mm-hmm. I'll get a fucking construction job if I have to. I appreciate this so much. $500 more, please.
Here. You're a good friend.
While I'm paying for everything, doing all the work, you know. Here, boom, boom, boom. Thank you.
That's sweet of you.
21 grand. We get back to Toronto because the visa was up. And guy's just doing the same shit. Sleeping, fucking.
Where's he living?
With me.
Ah.
Yeah. Sleeping, fucking, living with Ryan. Okay. Sleeping, fucking, living with Ryan. Still all good. But then something happened one night.
Oh, no.
Actually. Barstool Sports. You know, a year ago, Barstool was like, no disrespect, but, you know, it was like cool.
You're like, and now it's not.
No, it's still cool, but it was like cool.
Yeah, yeah. With like the ass, the internet shit, all that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Barstool said, come do Orion Day at Barstool. Sick.
Fuck yeah.
Do all seven shows. Yeah, I did a whole thing. 2 days actually was. And then we'll do three on yours of our people. Blah, blah, blah. And then I said, okay, cool. Me and Dark. And I'm like, Dark, we're going on Barstool. And they replied, just you, Dark and Watch.
Oh.
That day, I had a date that night and the girl came. And she's a lovely girl from 2 hours out. Sweet. She was young. She was like 20, 21 maybe. She was a young girl. And she drove 2 hours just to come out with us to my club. I was a partner in a club in Toronto, Ultraviolet Show. And I'm like, oh, hey, baby. She's so sweet, little like pumpkin, you know? Little. And I'm like, I got to go get someone in. And I go downstairs. I come back up. She's crying, bawling her eyes out, crying. I'm like, what the fuck happened? And what happened was Dark says he'll sue me for defamation if I say it again. But it wasn't good. So I said, hey, fuck you, you fucking piece of shit. He's lying. You believe her? Everyone in the booth says, no, that shit happened, bruh.
You're like, witnesses.
Yeah. So next day I'm like, hey, you owe me 20 grand. You're doing this shit behind my back. You're fucking weird. Pay me. What's going on? Meh, meh, meh. And he goes, well, you never paid me for pillow talk, so let's call it even. Meh.
But you invested, how much money did you invest in Pillow Talk?
Right.
Because it could be anywhere between like fucking $5,000 and $10,000 minimum.
A month.
Or I was going to say $500K.
Monthly.
Yeah.
Monthly.
I want to say probably like $280K in the red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds right.
In a year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's easy.
If you include the LA trip, you know.
Yeah. Oh, if we include the trips, that money goes way higher.
No.
Damn.
So he was fucking around with your girls behind your back.
Tried to, and in a weird way. And then I started telling people, like, what the fuck's going on, Dark, telling the story? Then he says, I'm suing you for defamation. Shut your mouth.
With what money?
Right. Never spoke again. That was it. A year later, I haven't spoken.
Damn. So
I ate the 20 grand, and I took it as a $20,000 lesson.
That's how I felt like.
Absolutely.
With our last producer.
Play nice with each other.
Well, that's the thing too, is like a lot of people have brought it up and it's just like what it is. You see Call Her Daddy with Sophia and Alex.
Yeah.
They egos can clash and people want things and people sometimes will steamroll the people in their life that they love and care about mm-hmm. to get those things. And so we constantly have check-ins to make sure that we're like on the same page. Are we good? Is there anything? Can I show up for you as a friend better?
Yeah.
Like overly trying to do that, I think, because this is our baby.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at every band, that would suck.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But beyond just the podcast, like losing a friendship like this would suck even more because of everything.
And we do everything together.
Yeah. If you look at every band or group that broke up, it's always, you know, the Beatles.
Yeah.
It's always Ringo of the band who dips out first.
Who's Ringo?
The loser drummer that could only do 4/4. It's the worst person
who like provides the least amount with like the most to say.
Who's like,
why can't I get this? Because they're mad that you naturally have it right. And can do it.
So I fear that one of you get asked to be on like Too Hot to Handle season 14. And then the other one's just like.
No. We would be happy for each other, proud of each other.
Because that's how it happens.
Yeah.
One gets the opportunity, mm-hmm. and then this one down here says,
Even like she just went to New York to we foster kittens. And so she was bringing Clarence. He's gone, guys.
Bye, Clarence.
We miss him so much. We also usually, the cats are out here like on the guests. So it's actually a really interactive part of the podcast.
I'm allergic. But,
lots of pussy.
But she got booked on shows out there. She had this whole thing and she's like, we were going to go together the first time, but she ended up getting surgery. So we canceled everything. And so she's going this time and she's like, do you want to come? And I was like, no, take it. Have it. Mm-hmm. Have your night where it's just you. You go do New York. You get to know everybody. Like, because I think it's important that we also do things on our own. Mm-hmm. And we're very understanding of that. Like, she did a show last night. I stayed in. I did a show Tuesday. She stayed in. And usually we're always together. But that's kind of biting us in our ass a little bit. Because everyone's viewing us as together.
Oh, yeah.
And so either we're not getting opportunities because they can't accommodate both of us.
Fair.
Or we're like doing things, but we've done podcasts separately. We're always going to throw in like, hey, can we do it together? But if not, it like makes sense.
Let me tell you, not to stir the pot, but since Darkie Boy has been gone, oh, it's been nice to get bookings and great. This and that. Yeah.
Because you're not feeling mm-hmm. guilty and shameful that your friends are doing it, but they're not showing up.
You
know,
like Barstool, instead of saying, thank you so much, what an honor. It was, can Dark come too? And then mm-hmm. like, it was that times 365, you know?
Yeah.
So it's good that you guys are going to do your own thing and then have your...
We've been trying to absolutely. Get on Barstool. It's going to happen.
It will happen.
We're manifesting it. With our boy, Glennie Balls.
everyone said that. Yeah. We've had five people be like, I'm going to connect you with Glennie. I've DM'd Glennie. We've like done the whole thing. Like all these friends are like, yeah, we'll put you in group chats. No one ever does it. We're like, come on, guys.
Let me tell you something, okay? My most viral video is about to come out this week. Did you guys go to AVN? Yeah.
No, we didn't.
Weird.
Are you going to Exotica?
Yeah, Saturday.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Are you?
No.
Well, we should. There's a comedy show. We might do a comedy show
go
there.
Go do street interviews.
We want to do street interviews.
Yeah, go. It's fun.
Yeah.
I'll give you a little tip, okay? Out of Ryan's, you know.
Spank.
Ryan's content tips, all right? Everyone goes there to interview the porn girls.
No, I want to interview the guys.
There you go.
Yep.
Yeah.
There you go.
I wanted to do it outside street interviews, interviewing the guys about the porn stars or like anything like that.
There you go.
Thank
Best
you.
Best tip I'll ever give anyone. Interview the fucking weirdos that are going mm-hmm. to see porn stars.
Yeah, because no one gets that access. Because we even had a friend who was like, I can't even go inside.
Wait, you mean the male porn stars?
No, the weirdos.
Yes. Okay. That's what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck yeah.
Best content ever.
Absolutely. Oh,
yeah. Those fuckers, not the porn girls. Though it's good. But whoa, I was saying something. I feel ADD.
AVN. Glennie Balls.
Glennie Balls. Thank you. Okay. How about this? I did 3 hours on the red carpet at AVN and producer Terry, my boy, he filmed 2.5 hours on one of his cameras. And then I did 3 hours, 15 minutes. Long day.
Oh, wow.
Holy shit.
45 minutes on his other SD card. He lost the SD card with 2 hours 45 and only had 2 hours 15, 2 hours 45, whatever it was.
You still got great content.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, decent, but it was the tail end. There's some shit in there. I'm like, Terry, these are the best interviews of my life.
Yeah.
How about yesterday? He didn't know that he finds it. He lives in Toronto. He says, Ryan, I've been hounding him. I'm like, find the fucking SD card. He goes, it's definitely in Vegas. It's gone. I've been hounding him about this twice a week for almost a year.
Mm-hmm.
That was in January. Oh my God. He says, it's in my travel fucking luggage. He goes, I don't travel. I haven't traveled since AVN. I was just looking for something. Finds the SD card.
Fuck yes.
Oh, yeah.
Guess what's in there?
Glennie Balls.
Glennie Balls. No idea. You know Emma Rose?
Yes.
Transport star of the year. Okay. Beautiful.
She is stunning.
She's hot. Glennie Balls, no idea, right? New Yorker. You know what I mean? I say, Emma, Glennie has no idea. And she looked fucking so hot.
Mm-hmm.
I say, Glennie has no idea that you're a dude, that you have a dick. You know, sorry, not a dude. Excuse me, trans family.
To the live studio audience.
That you were a dude.
Yes.
Sorry.
That you transitioned.
Yes.
Look at us being progressive.
That you transitioned.
That's how we're learning. And that's... Right.
So I say, let's fuck with him a little bit. I go, Glennie Balls, I haven't interviewed yet. Come here, because he's on the red carpet too. He comes over and I'm like, hey, let me tell you something. You like blondes with big titties? I have the hottest fucking porn star here. We watched it last night. I'm like,
Oh, fuck yeah.
I'm like, Emma Rose, come here. I'm like, Emma Rose, Glennie Balls. I'm like, she told me she thinks you're cute. He goes, oh. And he's all cute and sweet and nervous. And he's like, hi.
Oh. He's like a sweetheart.
He does. Yeah.
She goes, "You're cute." And he goes, "Oh." They start flirting. Glennie's fully into it. She's like, "Can you kiss me?" He's like, "I don't kiss on first dates, but you can take my number."
Oh!
I said, "Well, Glennie, I bet you didn't know that she had a dick."
What was
his reaction?
Oh, he was so classy and professional about it. I was impressed. But if you zoom in slow-mo, which we did last night 14 times, you see him go.
You're going to highlight that facial reaction in the clip.
My greatest video I've ever done. And
That's great.
It'll come out this week.
I'm excited to see that. Yeah. Glennie Balls has just completely blown up. And he also is so, like, you could just see he's just, like, talks to the girls. And I'm like, that's why he's so successful at what he does.
Yeah, he's good.
You know what I mean?
Opposite of me. Very different vibe. You know, I'm more loud and psychopath.
Yeah. He's chill.
And he's more like, "So what are you doing here?" You know, he goes, "So segment that we do here." Like
he's so funny. I love his clips.
He's better than them in a good way.
In a good way. Yeah. It's endearing.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's good.
Whatever he's doing is working for him.
It's great.
Yeah.
He's the man. Anyway, fuck boys that do what we do doesn't work.
No.
And that's happening now. You see all the sex podcasts.
The girls do it. Yeah, the sex podcasts are popping up. Red Pill podcasts are popping up. And it's like when you treat women like shit. Red Pill's like Fresh and Fit. And
Andrew Tate, all of those.
Like those where they're like, alpha male. And you have 10 bodies or you have more than 10 bodies, you're a slut and low value. You know what I'm talking about? Those pills. Like,
I'm almost a slut. I can't wait.
That's called Red Pill?
Yes.
What's Blue Pill?
That's like, oh, I love women and I respect them. I don't fucking know.
It's like the Matrix. Like you prescribe to typical society and don't see out of it.
So Andrew Tate said red pill means fuck the Matrix?
Yeah.
Got it.
It's like fuck the Matrix, but then they're incorporating the manosphere dating shit into it.
Got it. Yeah.
And we've done a ton of those podcasts.
And let me tell you something. All right? Getting sick and tired of seeing comedy sex podcasts. All right. And I'm getting tired of all my podcast friends who do business ones and entrepreneur ones.
This one.
Now interview porn star. Yeah.
They're all doing it.
Before me, no porn star has ever been on a fucking podcast in their life.
Literally.
2 years now. Kazumi for business.
Are you yelling at Kazumi right now?
No.
Oh,
God bless
you're yelling at coffee hour.
No, I'm yelling at everyone else she's been on.
Well,
she is honestly
the little people. I started the little people. I had to take them to dinner for a week and beg them to do a fucking show because they're scared to talk on camera. So all they do is like dance and TikToks. I begged them. I became best friends with them. Then we had a pool day. And finally, we got them to do a fucking podcast. Now they're all doing fucking podcasts with little people. Before I get to put it out, because I have 2 months in the bank, and then you fucking see my story that I shot with them, and then you film with them after, and then you fucking put it out before I get to put it out. Looks like I copied you, and you got the first one. You got the fucking little people on the fucking podcast.
Who was this? Name and shame. Name and shame.
There's so many.
I'm sorry.
He's gonna have a fucking heart attack on this podcast.
I loved that.
I think I.
Deep breaths. We're okay. You're doing great. You were the AVNs. You know, you're killing it. You got the footage.
Ryan.
Look at you.
We're here.
LA.
Somebody get this man shrooms.
Oh, LA turns on. We're back.
LA.
And back to the podcast.
So how are you today?
Who do you know here?
And how does that make you feel?
My mom's the creative director for Lady Gaga.
Oh, suck my dick. Yeah. Suck my fucking
dick.
How
am I today? You know what? I'll tell you, girls. Good. Guess what? Miami guy.
You love Miami?
Isn't it great here?
Oh.
This is the place to be.
Move to Miami.
I thought because I escaped, I moved here during COVID.
Oh.
I was here for a year.
Okay.
And I was never happier in my life. And I thought maybe it's because the whole world is so miserable and I'm in Miami.
Yeah.
Bitch, I'm in Miami.
Miami.
Bitch. And I thought that's why I'm happy. Not because I love Miami, but because I escaped COVID. No. I liked it because I was in Miami.
Because Miami's great.
You're realizing that coming back?
I wake up with the happiest fucking face.
How could you not?
I love it here.
Yeah. You saw my room? Yeah.
Sick.
I wake up to the sunrise over over that.
Because where are you girls from?
Boston.
Right.
the shitty cold ass weather.
Right.
And everyone's kind of uptight. No one does what we do. That's why we moved down here. I went on a trip. We told the story before, so I'll keep it quick. But I went on a trip for 7 days and I changed my flight like 8 times. I was only supposed to be there for 2 days and I stayed. And no matter where I went, I was in rooms with like celebrities or famous people or somebody in the industry or some sort of industry related to what I was doing.
LA.
This is here.
Oh.
I went on like a 5-day trip. I was in corporate America working sales. Or no, I had just quit my corporate job. Mm-hmm. Just started doing OnlyFans. But it was my first time around anybody an influencer world, anyone in that world.
And you're like, hey, I'm good at this.
And I was, and I like talked to all these people and I came back and I was like, Emily, Miami is incredible. Emily's never been here, never known anything about it. I was like, we need to move here. She goes, okay. And then we saved up for a year. I was like, let's just hustle, build the podcast. Let's do this. And this is what we need to do. We need to go down here because mm-hmm. everyone's down here. And I feel like Miami's going to be the next LA.
100%.
I already know.
It is. 100%.
Like Valuetainment down here. There's a lot just of went like on podcasts happening.
Are they big time?
They're huge.
Yeah, they're huge.
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had
someone Saucecast? From...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that like a cool
PBD
thing?
PBD is fucking huge. He interviews like Neil deGrasse Tyson, Andrew Schultz, like a bunch of big people.
They had the first interview with Andrew Tate after the BBC interview when he just like his first interview
on
back.
On Valuetainment. The other one?
On PBD.
PBD. But okay, it's the
PBD
same
is
like.
A cool guy, right?
He is super cool. I've never met him, but he looks cool.
Why does everyone love him so much?
He just tells it like it is, I feel like. He's a businessman. You see the American dream. He's from an immigrant family. He's fucking cool as shit.
Conservative.
So Florida
values.
People love him.
Yeah, Florida people love him. It's very like, right? But they're also very good with like other shit too. But there's a lot of shit happening down here. Even the
comedy
scene.
Have you guys been on the Saucecast one?
Mm-hmm. A bunch of times, yeah.
It's the best.
Yeah,
I saw you when I went with Brittany Brave.
Yeah, you know her?
Yeah, yeah, I love her.
We had her on the podcast.
Yeah, yeah. She's great.
She's great. She's like Miami's
hilarious.
Top comedian.
She's Miami's top comedian?
Yeah, we just opened for her.
Wait, she's big time?
She's big, yeah. She just sold out a show in one of the improvs.
The Dania Improv or Miami Improv?
Dania.
Because the shows sell out every time that it's that night.
She's fucking hilarious. Yeah,
she's big time?
Yeah, she's like, killing it.
Yeah, she's killing
it. She's doing an LA tour, I think, next month. You should get her as a host.
She's, okay.
She's funny.
She's funny.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't lead you astray.
Respect.
Yeah, no, she's good shit. And we talked about people who aren't driven and like people who kind of dick you around. There's a lot of people, especially with podcasts, and I know you know this, they're like, I want to come on your podcast. And like, they don't want to post you. They don't want to, they don't like know. They don't, they're not thinking
Should we
business.
Talk about that?
Yeah, let's talk about it. Let's
but
talk
she,
about it.
She, it was, is so business oriented. She's doing a documentary on the entire comedy scene in Miami.
Who? Brittany Brave?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's doing a whole documentary.
She's a legend.
Yeah,
she's
a legend. She's on the radio here now. She's a radio host.
Oh.
Yeah, she's like Miami.
No, she's doing great.
She's killing it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now you know.
You know who I like? That kid, Destiny, the blue hair guy. You know?
Oh, he's funny.
He's
I like
so good.
Him.
I like that guy.
Was he on the show with you?
Yeah.
He knows how to speak so well. He's so fucking eloquent.
Genius.
So
smart.
But it's crazy, though. Him and his wife just fuck everyone. I'm like, you know what? I respect the fuck out of that.
So they asked me to get... Well, I told them, I have one skill. I can guess everyone in the world's body count and be within 20.
Wait, can you do it to us?
Yeah, sure. 68. Within 20, though, right? Oh. No, you're lying. Okay, Jamie.
No, she's not lying. No, she's...
I don't get a second guess.
Okay, second guess.
Okay, second guess, 43. Really?
Not even
within
20.
I thought you were fucking.
No.
I thought you were fucking.
I wish, dude. I'm not fucking.
We've all been like celibate. We've like practiced celibacy.
You heard me yelling about fucking.
27.
No. And I'm. And not within 20. Let's just say. I'm glad I've healed. I used
so
to
Jamie
like.
So Jamie takes more dick than Emily.
Not anymore, but well, now yeah, I've always taken more dick than Emily.
Right.
Yeah.
But here's the thing: I've had more sex with the same person.
Yeah, but that doesn't.
Yeah, but
that
I also dated someone for 8 years and almost got
what's
married
cool about
to
that?
Them.
Just kidding.
Yeah, what's cool about fucking the same person for the rest of your life and being in love?
Okay, yeah.
Fucking gay.
Okay,
that sounds dumb.
To a little discussion we were having about people that. Beg you to come on and then don't promote the show?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the worst humans on earth.
Yes.
Those are the worst. Are scum of the earth.
Hey, listen, I spend
hundreds of dollars for your episode.
Thousands, yeah.
You don't know that our DMs, believe it or not, because there's not that many cool podcasts, that they're actually filled with lovely, beautiful, aspiring guests.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'd love to come on when I'm in Miami. You so guys many get people. Those from so many. People.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you guys go, oh, crazy. And then you DM us, them. I'm speaking for them. And you say, hey, we got to do it. I'm here. Well, Thursday. You start picking dates and we accommodate you.
Yep.
Thursday. I want it. Let's fuck it. We got to do it. We do it. And then you do it. And then you come on. And then you're so LA and you don't even catch a vibe with you. Mm-hmm. And we're pre-talking and co-talking. And you kind of have that feeling in your stomach like that was good. But
it wasn't a good episode.
We're not best friends after this.
No, no.
Podcasts make people friends.
We're not just friends. We're family.
Right.
So like, yeah, you came up to me at your birthday party and you were like, Chey came up to me and it's like, if I could bet on anybody, yeah, it would be he like Jamie and Emily. Yeah. Chey,
that's
we
so
love
sweet.
You.
Yeah,
he did. He's a sweetheart.
We love Chey. I slut out.
Did you know about Chey? I was like, hey, bro, you're so sweet and Canadian because represent.
Yep.
But he's from like a really nice place. Calgary, I believe.
Where's he from? I have no idea.
I think Calgary, right? Where it's just like even nicer than Canadian.
Is it bougie?
No. Oh. No, it's like it's like our stereotype Canadians are being nice is there.
Okay.
Yeah, just like fucking nice people. So I'm like, you're a sweet boy. You do well. You kill it. You're famous. Like, you're on fire.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't like sex, do you? I'm like, You like relationships. Like, you don't even reply. He goes, oh, no, bro. I just came on this girl's face. I'm like, whoa, shit. You came on her face. You fucking get that cum shot out of my fuck. I'm like, you came on her. He's like, oh, yeah. And then look tonight. Look what she said. I want to do this. I'm going to do more to her than that. I'm like, no, shit.
Dude, he's a whore.
He came on our podcast and told us about a girl who was like, I'm fucking myself with a zucchini right now thinking of you. And he goes, it was huge. And she put it in both holes.
He is the sluttiest man I know.
Did not know that.
He is the sluttiest man.
Sweet little comedy boy.
His comedy tour is called Raw Dog.
Okay, but I thought it was a shtick. It's obviously a dick.
It's not a shtick. It's not a shtick.
It's a dick.
It's a pee-pee.
Yeah, but that like I had just DM'd him. He had like he stitched one of my videos.
You're not drinking this. I'm drinking this.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Your boy's crushing IPAs.
Me too. And these are like saucy. They're like 8%, right? 8.2.
Your voice drunk right now.
Me too.
I don't drink.
All right, give me one last sip. Right.
I don't drink.
Really?
Yeah, I stopped drinking when I fell in love.
Oh.
Swear to God, not even on purpose.
Wait, were you drinking on your birthday though?
Yeah, shrooms. Remember?
We were all on shrooms.
I OD'd on shrooms.
You OD'd on shrooms?
No, we left.
You don't remember?
No, we left. What happened?
No, I was talking to you guys.
We left early.
You guys were like kind of like comfort for me, actually.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, which is why
we got you, bro.
Okay, so my friend Kayla Maxwell brought 10 grams of shrooms. And did you meet her? Kayla, Moxie's girl? Nice girl. Anyway, she brought 10 grams of shrooms. But I thought, you know, usually a thing of shrooms comes in 3.5.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like a normal thing.
Yeah. A 10-gram bar?
No, it was raw.
Oh.
But usually it's always like 3.5.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just like the thing, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So I was like, okay, usually 2 grams is so sick for me. Especially, you know, 1.5, 2 grams is like perfect when you're partying.
Right? Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so I thought, okay, I'll take like 60%, which is like, you know, 1.8, whatever that is.
Right? A good amount, but not, it's not going to kill you.
Yeah, like
1.8,
2 grams. I'm terrible at math. But, you know,
me too.
2 grams. I'm like, that's perfect.
Yeah.
My birthday, I haven't done shrooms in a while.
Let loose, you know?
I'm like, I'll take 60. Then I'm like, okay, you guys share this. And I put 40% out. And everyone went, meh, 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 meh. And then I was just having fun, you know, having a good time. I was happy that night, right?
You seemed you were so happy.
You were in a great mood.
Yeah.
It was so nice to see.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
It was 10 grams. Your boy took 6. 6 grams?
Holy shit.
Shut up.
When you haven't done them in a long time?
I've never taken 6 grams in my life.
With people saying happy birthday to you?
Oh, no.
Was everybody, like, freaking out and, like, you were tripping out?
I
want to
say that's the most high I've ever been on any drug ever in my life.
When we showed up to your birthday, shout out Vixen's Cabaret, right? And Fort Lauderdale. When we showed up, where were you in that hitting you of those 6 grams?
I just took them. So I had time to talk to you guys normal.
Okay.
But then every other time you were saying like, I want to fuck a really hot black guy with a big dick.
Yep. Yeah.
That's when I was fucked up.
And you were like, go get a girlfriend.
Yeah, our initial convos were normal, Ryan.
Okay.
You were like, big black dick, big black dick.
You kept saying that out loud?
I just said I liked a black guy.
No, she was like, yeah, I like this black guy, that black guy, this black guy. I'm like, there's three black guys here.
I like them all.
You're clearly
okay.
Racist to my people.
They weren't. You didn't bring any hot white boys. That's on you. That's on you.
I couldn't.
I was happy with the crowd.
I was too.
Racist to our people. But that's okay. But oh fuck, 6 grams of shrooms, bro. I all my life.
Is that where you were cheesing so hard?
Yeah, whatever it was. I mean, I was fucked. That was the most high I've ever felt ever.
Holy shit.
And it's a lot when you're on shrooms, you kind of like, you can vibe and chill. But happy birthday. So I haven't seen you forever. I'm seeing Miami for the first time again.
That's
years.
A lot.
You know,
it's a lot. Miami's a lot.
Wow.
It destroyed me. So that was a tricky night.
Did you like throw up and like freak out?
No, you know what? We went to space.
You did go to Club
That's
Space?
That's great.
Yeah, who was the girl who we met? I loved her.
If he's an 8 and he has an accent.
He's a 15.
Okay. Oh.
Easy.
Oh, it's like.
So he was sleeping over and then I don't remember what happened, but he passed out. We were taking a nap and he like wouldn't wake up. He was dead weight. And I was like, I have to go to your birthday, which is an hour away.
Yeah, sorry. Thank
and he's
you.
Passed no, out good. Of my bed. I had met him like 2 weeks ago. So I literally got up, showered, got fully ready for a strip club, like birthday event. Like
we
tonight.
Look great.
You girls look great.
I'm we look hot as fuck.
Yeah. I loved when you give the robot a blowjob.
I love that too.
And like, I was like, all right, I gotta go. He's passed out. So we left. We party with you. I took shrooms. We came home. And he woke up like
oh,
as we're coming
told
home.
Me this. There's a yeah. guy in my bed right now.
Yeah. So I didn't come out with you guys after because I was like, I also don't. It was my first time leaving him at our house.
Yeah.
By ourselves.
The studio.
I don't know who he is. Yeah. Like that.
And for
well.
The viewers at home. Nice place.
Are you guys watching us on YouTube? Because if you're not, you're a fucking piece of shit. I'm just saying that for the viewers.
But
who,
yeah.
Who are those people?
That's us. Wait, so funny though.
Pre-clout you.
Yeah.
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 Pre-clout you.
I'm like, that's basic hopes.
Yeah.
Now we're okay, wait, I have a question.
Yeah.
Does this haircut make me look gay?
Yes. Next question.
Yes.
Fuck.
Do you think she like looks like an artsy lesbian, right?
Yes. Next question.
Do I look like Hillary Clinton's gay cousin?
Yes. Next question.
Does she look like
Do I look like a top or a bottom?
You wear a groom thing at the wedding. Next question. And it's not even that your talks. Wedding. And it's not even your wedding. Yeah. You just show up in a groom outfit.
I'm like, hi, I object. I'm here to get married now, bitches.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, that's so good.
Put some respect on my name.
You eat so much pussy.
I've never eaten pussy in my life.
Well, you do.
You, yeah.
Now you have
that
to.
Yeah. Says otherwise.
I got it the last day of Gay Pride Month. I was like, it's my time to shine, ladies.
No, I
I'm
thought
coming
you girls
for you.
Were actually dating and that top and bottom, to be honest.
I'm the bottom. I'm such a bottom. I lay there and take it. I'm like, yeah, talk dirty to me.
Jamie, what's like your thing? Because like, I know he's a homie. I've never researched you as a sexual
person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you
so,
like a titty girl, like pussy play girl, like a booty girl?
Oh,
like what content I
yeah,
do?
Like, what's your thing? Like, what do guys like about you?
I do JOIs. I'm a talker.
Sick.
Yeah. So like I like have my personality. I laugh. I crack jokes. I'll be like doing a JOI and I'll be like, oh, you like that? And then like I'll like make a weird
you know
noise.
We should
or,
say,
like,
because I always get comments on my episodes.
Yeah.
JOI means jerk off instructions where they tell it. People don't know what it means.
Oh, yeah. Jerk off instructions,
a very
guys.
Niche porn that,
so it's like, hey,
really?
Baby.
Yeah. It's not as common as
I do that all the time.
Yeah. But it's not only porn fucks know it.
Industry people. Fucking normies. Yeah.
You do coming instructions?
Yeah, so like I've done like I'm like stroking a blowjob and I'm like talking about what I want to do and what I want them to do and I've done like titty fucking videos with a dildo. I've done like
boobs?
Do I have boobs?
Yeah.
She's got boobs.
Oh. No way.
We got some titties here.
I didn't
hide them.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
I thought you were 8 cups. I thought you were a mosquito bite baby.
No, I just hide them. Because everyone assumes.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
You just got fakies yesterday?
Those are real.
Don't hide them.
Those are what? Those are C's? D's?
I don't even know what size. They were double D's the last time I checked. I have my period right now,
what?
So they're a lot bigger. But.
Crazy, crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I also don't wear bras, so I just let them hang natural. So they're like chilling and they look smaller. But when I push them up and they're like there, you're like, wait, that's a huge titty. That's the size of like half a head.
A baby's
Chase
head.
That's Chase Afro right there.
Yeah. That's Chase Afro. But yeah, no, I got some.
Wow.
How did you like get started? Like what made you be like, I'm going to start a podcast and interview porn stars? And were you anybody before that? Or were you just like a norm civilian, you know?
Great question. Great question. No, my kids will be disappointed.
No, they won't.
They're going to be proud of their papa.
They're going to be crying in a Ferrari and be like, my dad got so much buzzy. I don't know what happened.
I was a club guy in Canada. So Toronto promoter, club owner, festival owner, event guy only.
Okay.
Never read an email in my life. Was out 5-7 nights a week.
That gets exhausting.
For 12 years.
Holy shit. Yeah.
Holy
you know Purple
shit.
Miami?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're Purple Canada. For Canada.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah.
Okay, that so you were getting bitches back then.
Honestly, there's more pussy in club industry than there is in entertainment.
Yeah, oh, because yeah, they're no, way easier.
Like, everyone's...
It's just there, like, physically
it's
next
in the room with you. Yeah.
Every day. You know, it's just like eventually you start... to
fucking some bitches.
Sex. Yeah, you do, you know? So that was when the body count went like a little bit like Jamie's, you know what I mean?
What's your body count, 200?
We don't talk about it. Then COVID happened and I started a company called Social Giveaways. You know those like, hey, I'm giving away 10,000. Yeah, I started one of those companies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I did a bunch of celebrity giveaways and it was, I'd say like the third or fourth biggest of the giveaway companies. There was like 200.
You've been a money guy for a while.
Holy shit.
Yeah, entrepreneur guy. Well, I started... My cool thing is I had a Palooza Beer Pong Festival and that was my baby. And that was my dream was to take Palooza across North America.
Okay. Do a tour with
so
it.
So it's the world's largest beer pong tournament. If you Google me, you'll see Guinness World Record Beer Pong Festival, world's largest beer pong tournament.
That's like, so cool.
That's like my
that's
thing.
That's so dope.
Believe it or not, weird, right?
That's so cool.
Thank you.
I love that.
So that was my thing. And I was, but then COVID happened and shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
I just spent like 80 grand on enough tables that could and buses that could travel the US and do multiple festivals at once and had a team. And that's what I was working on for 2 years. And then COVID shut it down.
Damn.
We'll bring it back eventually.
So you pivoted.
Pivoted. Started the giveaway company, met some celebs, knew some celebs also from when they would visit Toronto and we'd host them. So I had like a bit of a Rolodex of celebs. And I said, okay, how am I going to go viral? You know, podcasts are sucky. And I'm on Zoom, you know, no one in Toronto to interview. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna go sex only podcast. So it's a sex podcast. That's how it started. Now it's more of a porn.
Pillow Talk with Ryan is a great podcast.
It is a really good name.
Thank you so much.
It is.
Did you come up with that?
No. No.
Really?
No. London Summers. My partner in the giveaway company. He's a genius.
Okay.
He's a great, the best con man I know.
We love con men.
Yeah, we love them. So I started with Francesca, who's from Ottawa, my hometown. Mm-hmm. Francesca Farrago. She was on Too Hot to Handle season one. And then episode two, so she shit-talked Harry Jowsey the whole episode. Episode two, I called Harry Jowsey up.
Yep.
I said, by the way, Francesca's coming on my new show coming out, and she shit-talked you. Do you want to respond? So then he came out and shit-talked her. So
that's so good.
Instantly.
Great marketing.
Yeah. And this was 2 years ago before everyone had a podcast. So it was like actually...
We've done similar shit like that where it's like... Just hearing your background and the stuff that you've done, it's clear you're adaptable. I think the most successful entrepreneurs and the people who are making it in business and are really serious fucking change their direction.
True that.
And they go with what is working
roll
in the audience.
The
you roll
Absolutely.
With the punches. Like you don't have to be like some people say so stuck on a path that's not working for them. And if you can just like go with it. So we, the first year traveled, like we did 8 flights in 8 days. We were doing like shows and parties. Cause we were like, somebody's at this party. We have to meet them. Like all this stuff. We have to go here. We have to do this. When Bert Kreischer and Rachel Wolfson, like by accident, by chance, kind of like shouted us out on his podcast.
Wow.
On BertCast.
On BertCast.
Which was super cool.
Yeah, and we followed him on all of our platforms. So he's like, I'm following you guys. So that started something. We were like, we had already bought tickets to his Fully Loaded tour. And it happened 2 weeks or like before that date that we were going with Fully Loaded. We drove, we did street interviews. We were going to podcast there and we were capitalizing on the fact that he had shouted us out and we're walking around. And people were like, wait, we know you. He just talked about you. So now it puts 2 girls, 1 blunt in their like shit. That's how you just got to go. You have to figure it out.
Now
going.
We're the Burt people.
Yes.
Yeah.
People still comment a year later. They're like, are we going to see you at Fully Loaded this year? Like, we want to see you guys on the podcast. Are you coming out to like, he's doing a cruise. They want to see us on the cruise doing podcasts on the cruise. So like Sick. Our people fucking ride for us.
Rest.
2 years later.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
So that's how, so I started with the reality TV people. Then I kept doing kind of like the biggest names I could get, you know? And it was like No,
but
views,
all talking about sex.
Yeah, no views, decent clip views, but no views on
the episodes. Were they sharing your clips?
Yeah. So, you know, good social views, but nah, episode views.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now the reality, they think I'm too fucked in the head because I was trying to get viral clips out of them. So I was like, how do you suck your dick? But to someone who's like, I just got off Bachelor, and I'm like, tell me how you do deep throat the cock. I was going to, I was trying to get the clips, you know?
Yeah.
So then it went to OnlyFans girls, and then it went to in person because of 905 Shooter. So I was like, okay, now I'm doing Toronto people. Then Toronto OnlyFans girls. Okay. There's four famous ones. Did them all. We have to go to LA if this is going to work. So came to LA, paid for Darky boy.
Shout out Dark.
Came to LA. How about this? So I knew someone that could get TikToks back.
Okay.
And that got out and people's TikToks were going down like fucking flies.
Ugh.
I get a FaceTime from a guy, this gay guy, Sammy. And he says, Sammy Stylist, legend. And he says, hey bitch, can you get my friend's TikTok back on FaceTime one day? And that morning, by the way, I just rubbed one out to Mia Malkova.
Yep. We had her on the podcast. Shout out, Mia.
That's the girl I've masturbated to the most. The girl I've jerked off to the most of my life. I was like, let's throw it back to Muffinhead, you know? Mia Malkova. The OG. My favorite.
The OG.
I get a FaceTime an hour after. And Sammy Stylist goes, hey, can you get my friend's TikTok back? I'm like, yeah, yeah, I can do that. And then goes, okay, I'm going to pass the phone to you. Me and Michael.
Oh!
Hey, you immediately come.
Yeah. Well, I just did to her. So I was...
hard again. Come on the come up.
I'm like, oh, are you Mia Malkova? She goes, yes, yes, you know me? I'm like...
Do I?
Heard of you. Yeah. She goes, okay, well, we're actually filming at this content. Are you in LA? We're actually filming at this mansion right now. I was at the Motley Manor's mansion.
Okay.
And if you can come out here, we can talk about it. But yeah, I need my TikTok back like now. I'm like, yeah. So I drive out and I go meet Mia Malkova and I bring Dark. And I'm like, oh my God. So I'm so nervous. Never met a porn star in my life. I was doing
That was our producer when we had her on.
Right. Yeah. She's, to me, a goat.
We were talking to Kelsey Monroe about getting her on. And our producer was like, I've jerked off to her every second of my childhood.
Yeah.
I need her on right now. And we were like, okay, it didn't end up happening.
She's the goat. You know? She's my goat.
She's a great ass.
Fucking.
Riley Reed's my goat.
Okay. Very nice. She's pissed at me right now. I'll tell you this story too.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, very pissed at me.
After the pod, we'll talk.
No, I'll tell it on here.
Oh.
It's a good story.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So Mia Malkova. So go meet her. That's that. I say, hey, if I get your TikTok back, you got to come on my podcast. And it was still not doing that many views. And she said, sure. I got the TikTok back. She said, when are we filming? Then we did Mia and boom, it's a porn podcast.
Yep.
And she shared it. She collabed three posts. Like out of nowhere. She supported it like crazy. So Mia is the only reason that we're here. And then it became the porn podcast that it is. All
because
of Mia.
That's so funny because I think having Mia on our podcast was a turning point.
It legitimized
it. We were 6 months into our podcast and we had done Pirates Cove. Do you remember like when everyone did Pirates Cove for?
It was like back then. And so I just like was like, hey, my sister was supposed to stay because she's also part of the. And she ended up going home. And so there was a bed and I was like, let's fly our producer out. Like, hey, we want to take a room. We want to record a bunch of episodes in one day with all the people here. And I'm going to fly my producer out tonight to be here for tomorrow. And he's like, say less. And I go, I want Mia and Kristen Hancher. And he was like, yep. Within like 10 minutes, I was in group text with both of them. And they were like, yeah, I'll come on tomorrow. And it was like, so boom. Easy.
Crazy.
Crazy.
We have a great clip with her. Like we're all jiggling our tits. It's mommy milkers.
Yeah, that's a great
clip. It was great.
I've seen it.
Oh.
I've seen all of her work.
Yeah.
I've jerked off to every fucking video she's in.
We try to do like a chill episode with her talking about like real shit, like video games and whatever. Cause I'm like, everyone probably talks to you about
sex.
She knows.
I'm going to say some viral shit though, eh?
Yeah.
Did she say some wild shit for no reason?
No, she was, we had a great episode with her.
No, she was really awesome. Sweet. I think we cried.
We all cried together on the episode.
She might have the nicest, sweetest voice in the world.
Yeah. She has a very sweet
voice.
We all
cried together on the episode. We did. We're like, are we crying? We made a clip like Jamie makes me and Malcolm cry.
Love her. Okay. You want to hear why Riley Reese pissed at me?
Yeah. Wow. What happened?
This is a good story and it's recent. Okay.
I love Riley Reid, by the way. That's my OG.
Okay. A month ago, I get an iMessage from Angela White's email. And it says, hey, babe, I'm freaking out right now because my phone, because of Australia and US, I don't know what happened, but they just canceled my number. And tomorrow I had a scene booked, which was going to break the internet. It was going to be a 25-girl orgy in my backyard by my pool in Beverly Hills. I'm freaking out because they're not, a lot of them aren't checking their DMs. So I, you know, I got a hold of this girl, this girl, this girl. Can you make a group chat right now of these 18 girls? I'm like, yeah, of course. Angela White. I was about to go to bed and Angela White needs
me. I'm helping Angela White.
Angela White needs me. So I make the group chat. Boom. I'm like, of course, I got you. And it was like all the big names, you know, Nikki Benn, Cherie DeVille, Riley Reid.
Damn, good names.
Bridget B. Like it was everyone, all the legends, you know. I'm like, boom, Angela White, boom. And she goes, hi, girls. Thanks so much. You know, just wanted to confirm for tomorrow. Blah, blah, blah. And then all these girls are like, Ryan, you fucking moron. Fuck you. You fuck. I'm like, well, what did I do? Are they mad at Angela White? She's Meryl Streep.
Yeah, she's Meryl Streep.
What the fuck did I do? You know? And they're all like, you fucking moron. They're all leaving the chat. And I message Angela, but I accidentally texted Angela White her iMessage. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I don't know why they're mad at you, but I just tried to help you best I could, Angela White, my queen. And she goes, what are you talking about? Oh my God, they're calling me. Hang on a sec. It was a hacker that made a fake email and it was Angela White, 17, fourth up, I didn't realize, I didn't see. I just thought I'm helping it. I put a hacker in a group chat on iMessage with all of the 16 top porn stars' phone numbers.
Like
a fucking loser.
Oh, Ryan, no. You fell for a scam.
I fell for it.
Fuck.
So then 2 days later, Riley Reid says, hey, Ryan, she sends me an Instagram video. Oh, no. One's that deletes, so I don't have it. But she says, hey, you know that little group chat you made 2 days ago? I'm sure you've moved on from it. Well, I haven't. Now my bank accounts are all fucking frozen because somehow from you giving my number, they hacked into my fucking banks. So you fucked my shit up. And I'm like, oh my God.
Holy shit.
I fucking blew it.
No. Oh my God, yeah, Ryan.
So Riley Reid, I'm so sorry. I thought it was Angela
White. You hear how Canadian he is? He's very sorry.
I'm so sorry.
He's so sorry.
I'm sorry. And I'm sorry to all the other girls if it caused any harm.
You fumbled the bag, bro.
I blew it.
You have all these porn stars and you get their fucking bank accounts hacked?
You need to send them on a spa day.
Send them an edible arrangement, something.
I should do a spa day for all of them.
That would be nice. Day.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
What are you going to do about this? How are you going to hit?
How do you come back from that? Get
back on your side.
Well, I wished her happy birthday and she didn't answer.
Maybe she was busy.
So then I thought it would be good comedic relief to post a meme with her in it, and it was it was her getting fucked, and it was someone edited a fuckboy haircut on her, and it said it said yo bro. It was like super. I forget what it said. But
do you have it
somewhere?
Like we have to put
this through the clip.
Super fuckboy shit. Like yo bro, you're really nailing me. No cap. For reals. Like something like cheesy like that. But it was funny because it was like her getting fucked with a fuckboy haircut. I was
okay. Oh my God.
You know, I post a lot of memes on the Pillow Talk page. So I was like, she hasn't answered me in like 3 weeks. And I kept apologizing. Maybe if I do invite collab, she'll find it hilarious. And scene bomb. So deleted the meme. And
deleted your whole account.
Then,
I ended my life after that one.
Yeah. And then 2 days ago, I went on the Sauce cast, the Sauce Money cast.
Oh, no.
And I wore a Riley Reid t-shirt.
Oh, okay.
And I posted a story and scene. And then the day later, 2 days ago, was her birthday. And I said, happy birthday, Riley. Sorry if I did anything. And she just didn't answer it. She just didn't open it. So I'm sure she gets a lot of messages.
Yeah, I'm sure. It's just she's busy.
You've been relegated.
Like, Riley Reid. Like,
yeah, no, she's super busy.
Happy birthday to her,
yeah,
so,
you
know,
yeah.
And I DM'd it and texted it. So DM's probably
did you text her?
No.
I didn't.
It's best to stay out of her text messages, huh?
I didn't text her, yeah.
That's really bad. That's a rough one.
Yeah.
You got all the top porn stars basically hacked.
Yeah.
Ryan.
True story.
Let me
find this group chat.
FaceTime her.
Riley Reed?
Right now.
I just wanted to apologize. Live
I'm
to
so
you
sorry.
On the Two Girls, One One podcast.
If I can find this group chat, it's so cringe how excited I was to be like, it's an honor to be the one connecting you guys.
Stop Ryan!
I'm like, I figured you all knew each other, but it comes to me to bring you for this orgy scene.
You're welcome, ladies. I'm so glad
That's
I could bring
I
you all together.
Holy shit.
Wow.
And it was Nikki Benz that said, Ryan, you just fucked up.
Oh, Nikki Benz licked Emily's titty. What an honor.
Canadian. Oh, I took the video.
You did.
Yeah.
You did. That was so fun.
I need more porn stars to lick my titties.
Do you fucking hear that shit?
Well, that was a big cloud. Oh, you want the vape? Not the drugs?
All of it. You take a vape hit and then you take a bong hit. Ready?
Have you ever done a fucking, wait. I was like, give me a fucking hit.
She just hit the butt of the vape.
It's because I like anal, you know? I'll do anything. Did you ever used to do bong hits when you were smoking weed?
Yeah.
Did you ever put nicotine in your bong hits?
Yo, how about, I loved it so much, poppers.
Poppers!
Yeah. We love poppers.
I was addicted to poppers.
That when I quit weed, that there was like a 2-week phase where I just missed it. I would do just the nicotine.
Wait, pull it closer.
You ever done that?
Just the nicotine in a bong?
Yeah.
Oh, you're on crack.
It's the best fucking high of your
That life. Is a very big. I would take like extra, like the dried up blunt wraps.
Yeah.
Like, you know how you have like the blunt.
The grabba.
Yeah. And like something's, it's too dry. You can't roll a blunt. So I would like crumple it up in the weed. And then I would do like a mix of the weed and a ton of the tobacco leaf and just rip it.
My friend was addicted to those.
That shit would make me throw up.
Hey,
it was great.
Hey, what's wrong with us?
So many things. What is wrong with you?
What happened to you?
Oh, what happened to me?
Yeah.
Okay, great question.
Yeah.
Great question.
So it all started.
Okay.
Were you like a chubby kid with a great personality?
I appreciate that so much. That's very kind. Thank you.
Is that a yes?
No, I was always fucked up. I was always this weird psycho weirdo.
Me too.
There's definitely something wrong with me. You know, I know this.
No, we're neurodivergent.
How old are we?
29.
How old do we look?
Oh.
Okay, 29. I was going to go younger. You?
25.
Okay, baby. So does that kind of give Jamie like a bit of like boss-esque vibes to the family?
Wait, what?
Because she's older.
What do you mean?
I would definitely say for my,
that's why she got
my
the master?
My family personally, I'm the new matriarch. Like I'm the cycle breaker and I'm trying to take my entire family life and change the trajectory of it. We're no longer going to struggle. My dad went to prison, was a big drug lord. I've been in a newspaper since I was in high school. Sick. I have some crazy shit.
That's super cool.
I don't look like what I've been through. So like,
no, that's dope.
Now I'm trying to help my brother and sister. And I'm like, let's all do fame. Like we're all creative. We don't need to be the Simmons family that people in our hometown knew us by.
True that.
We can be better than that. Anybody listening, and we talked shit about civilians and shit, but like anybody listening, like I was a civilian. You know
me
what
too.
I mean? Like
2 years
you have
ago.
To like be really confident in yourself.
So was it COVID?
And be good.
It was COVID
it
that
was
changed
COVID.
It for us.
Me too. So that's
COVID, was
COVID and a
life.
Bad breakup.
Same. Okay. COVID changed us.
Absolutely.
COVID changed everyone.
It shifted our whole like societal consciousness.
COVID turned boys into men and men into boys. And that's how I look at it.
Men into boys.
So
yeah. You either excelled or you went fucking backwards.
You said, okay, this isn't the normal shit.
Mm-hmm.
What do we, and we all had to say, what am I going to do now? And then the goat said, I'm doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the goats moved to Miami.
A lot of them did.
I'm coming here to do shit. I came here. You came here. And the people that came here all seem pretty fucking happy now.
Oh yeah.
And the people that stayed at home with their little fucking masks on doing quarantine seem pretty fucking miserable.
I have so many friends.
I had to get here. Right.
Oh.
I was so anti-vax and like I haven't been back.
You know,
to get into the country.
I had to get here, so I'm not going to stay in quarantine.
Oh my God, give me the shot.
No,
because
Canada was crazy with quarantine.
So was Boston. That's how we moved
Toronto
here.
Toronto actually had the most lockdown days in the world.
Toronto was, he was like,
number one.
We were out for a year and he's like, Toronto's still in lockdown. I'm like, wait, COVID's been over. He's like, no, we're in full lockdown still.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
you get a ticket to go grocery shopping.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, if you didn't apply to go grocery shopping that day.
Like in China, how they had literal queues. That's crazy.
We had that in Toronto.
That's crazy. And,
I'll tell you a story after the podcast that my dad won't let me speak of.
Okay.
But
shout out, Dad.
There's a reason that I had to come to Miami. Yeah.
All right. I'm excited to hear.
I was very fuck COVID.
Yeah.
In Canada, which was not cool.
Oh.
It was not cool to say fuck COVID. So
I said fuck COVID too. And everyone was like, fuck you. And yeah. I'm like, I got DMs but then being I like, got my COVID. Grandma just died. People were really upset at me for not, they're like, you're going Tulum? Out. No, we had underground warehouse parties in Boston.
So I threw all those parties in Canada.
I would have hated you.
Right.
Because I had so many family members who were getting sick from COVID and like legitimately hurting themselves. Emily and I got lung damage from getting
not
COVID.
Only did I throw all the parties, I was posting them for some reason. I was losing it.
Wait, you didn't get in trouble?
No, I was all over the Canadian news. And if you Google me, you'll see Ryan Pownell throws another party. Ryan Pownell, another party. And then they started calling me super spreader. and then people like my
not
own
for
friends,
SCs, but for COVID.
I got kicked out of my own. We have a group chat, my high school group chat. My boys, they kicked me out.
They said, kicked you out.
We're not going to be friends with this.
Oh, who gives
asshole.
A fuck?
We're all in quarantine, and this idiot is the one spreading it. Fuck that. They were following the news, shit talking me.
Mm-hmm.
So it became,
that's so funny.
It became a thing that the news started to hate me during COVID, and that's when I said I can't be here.
I gotta go.
Everyone hates me. You know, you wake up with like anxiety. You know,
yeah.
And I was like, oh my god, like my family and my friends all hate me.
Is this what you didn't want to talk about on the podcast?
No, no. There's
okay,
more,
okay.
There's more juicy shit than that.
Oh, I can't wait.
But I had to depart. I had to depart. So I
and you came to Miami.
I came to Miami, and I said, this is where I'm starting my life, and. That's where I feel like I started my life during COVID. So I never even made so much as a video before COVID happened.
That's crazy. Me either. Yeah. I had 500 followers on social media.
Same.
I had like 5,000.
Yeah, I was a scrub.
And that's crazy.
And now here we are paying for verification. $15.99, motherfuckers.
Hey, only people who didn't get verified in April are porn stars. Because Kazumi don't want you to know that her real name is Bleep, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Right. So Damn. Good for y'all for rocking with your puss and your name at the same damn time.
I mean, I don't have parents to be ashamed of me. So I'm like, you know what? Yeah, fuck it.
We're like the trailblazers for our families.
Wait, you don't.
Well, my mom doesn't. She told people I was dead. So I'm dead to her. And my dad.
You started doing OnlyFans?
No, no. Like when I was 12.
Oh, that's a shame. Yeah.
Next question.
My mom's an abusive alcoholic, and my dad got addicted to his back. Rich Jew got addicted to his back pain medication, got addicted to worship, and then heroin, and then stole a prescription pad from a hospital, and then became the biggest drug lord on the South Shore. And then we became one of the biggest talked about families. And then one day, the SWAT team raided 62 families in the same day held by gunpoint, and it was all over the papers. And I was celibate. Like, I had never had sex. I was straight edge. I was National Honor Society, all this shit. But I got ostracized as a kid because of the family I came from. And so I stopped giving a fuck a long time ago, and that's why we do what we do. Because it's like, none of y'all helped me. None of y'all protected me as a kid. And here I am, and I'll show my butthole. And guess what? I'm in a high-rise apartment in Miami, and Six y'all spot. Can suck my perfect fucking juicy pussy.
Amen. Amen.
Well, I hate to rub it in, but I had a beautiful family raising me.
I feel
you
like
were
you
raised
did.
Well.
And you know what?
You seem
I've
like you were raised
this,
well.
But I would love to call Tom Pownell on the show.
Let's do it.
And see if he answers.
Oh, wait.
Tom Monique. Oh, yeah. My best friends. No one loves me more than my dad.
That's so cute.
Tom is the best father. And everyone says I have the best dad. I really do. And he really is the best dad. So
let's call him.
Yeah.
Tom. Put your headphones on so you can hear him.
You know, he had my back expelled, suspended. And he always stood up for
you
me.
You got expelled?
Multiple high
so
schools.
So you were a bad
boy.
Terrible.
I almost got expelled as well in fifth grade. For writing a song about killing teachers. Like call him regularly, maybe then.
Let me try mom, who's with dad.
Okay.
But, you know, he's handsome, you know, but it's more so that it's personality.
Is that where you get it from, your dad?
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
I think I get mine from both parents. Actually, no, my dad's not even my dad. Fuck.
I think I just get my personality from being hit. I don't know.
This is beef. I'm
Tom.
Embarrassed.
You're like my parents.
I'm disgruntled.
Tom,
I'm
you're embarrassing me in front of Jamie and Emily. What's happening?
Oh, this is embarrassing.
That's a bad hit.
I'm like, should I call my mom?
So we all have broken homes.
Are they still married?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let me tell you something. Can I take these off?
Yeah, we can take them off now.
I'll take the.
All right. They'll probably call back tonight. Anyways, they love me. I swear. But my mom and dad, they sleep in separate bedrooms.
I respect the fuck out of that. I want that in my future relationship.
They wake up and they say, missed you. How are you? How was your sleep? I love you.
Aww.
Every day. And then they're retired. They said, let's both retire at 50. And they've both been retired 14 years. And they're the happiest couple in the world.
Because they sleep in separate bedrooms.
Fact.
I respect that.
I respect that.
I like that. Like Scandinavian couples sleep with separate comforters. So you're not constantly fighting over the comforter.
Oh.
And I like that because I'm a bed hog. Well, I take over the bed.
Well, so the guy that I was just like hooking up with for 3 weeks, I don't know what it was. And the reason it worked and he would sleep over so much is because I could literally fall asleep and he would like spoon me and it fit like a puzzle piece. Mm. Like I could fall asleep with him cuddling me and that never happens. Like
really?
I don't sleep with men. I hate it. I prefer to sleep alone.
I love sleeping with men.
Or I'm like, go over there and like, I want my foot touching you or like a hand or something, but I don't want to like, I need my space.
Right.
With him, I fell asleep every single time.
This is accent boy?
Cuddle, yeah.
Thank you.
Oh. All right, so we're gonna play Stoney Baloney. We're gonna go around asking a question.
Okay.
And wait, do we want to hit the bomb before?
We all have the same ones?
No, we have different
these are all different. Okay. And they're from two different games, but
okay,
we just picked the best questions.
This is fun.
I'm excited.
Here's the Stoney Baloney portion of the podcast. We just took some hits of the bong. We're ready. We got our boy Ryan Pownell in the house. All right. Who wants to go first?
Okay. Most likely to buy feet pics for a friend.
Of us,
Ryan.
Three? Yeah, me.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That
Ryan.
Was easy.
Ask producer Terry about the time I sent him up with a hooker in Vegas because he was on a 2.5 year dry spell and he slammed the door in her face. He said, I don't want it to be paid. I want to earn it.
Famous
words.
Oh,
I know he got head from Kazumi.
Yeah, he did.
That was a crazy video.
Because I didn't pay for it.
Producer Terry got
head from yeah.
Kazumi. Isn't that crazy?
They were supposed to fuck, but he nutted in her mouth quick. True story.
Wow.
He told me that story the first night
Good
we met.
For him.
Yeah.
I'm proud of him.
What a guy.
All right. If you could buy one personality trait, what would it be?
One personality trait? I say lack of fear.
Oh. Ooh, that's a good one. That's a great one.
I think I'd rather be able to control, you know, when I'm horny. So fix my horny switch.
Fix your horny switch. You want to be 13 again.
Most likely to get their baby secondhand high. Jamie, next question. Truth or dare? Truth. If you had unlimited money, but you could only buy two things that start with the first letter of your name, what would they be? That's good.
That's good. R.
Yeah. So I would buy rubies for the Mario Kart Mobile. I play that 2 hours a day, by the way. And rubies are sometimes I need them.
You need them, but you don't have them.
It gets me 3x points.
What card do you use?
No, it's different every time.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I know. I play 2 hours a day.
That's impressive.
Very embarrassed.
You know what? That's actually, there was a study with surgeons, and they found that if they played 2 hours of Mario Kart, they did way better surgically than other residents.
Wow.
So you could be a surgeon.
Yeah.
Wow. And another R.
I was thinking that, dude, but you said it.
You know, how about this? I would pay for my friend Ronnie Ray to stop fucking calling me every day while his girlfriend's in Vegas getting fucked by Diplo. How about that? Ronnie Ray. No more phone calls.
All right. I would buy elephants and emus.
Very nice.
I'd have a great farm.
I would buy Jay.
Jaguars.
Maybe I'll answer Ronnie. You know, I never do it.
Yeah,
it's a good get out of jail.
I think it's still on.
You're on Bluetooth.
So we might need the headphones.
Okay. Oh, because he's who. Hey, Ronnie.
Ronnie, I'm on a podcast right now. Shut the fuck
Ronnie,
up,
Ronnie, baby. How you doing, honey?
Look at that smile. What a sweet fella.
So this is my friend.
I wanted to catch up with my best friend, but he won't return my phone call.
He's being a bitch. He's on a podcast.
Well, the thing is, Ronnie only calls me and blows me up when his girlfriend's in Vegas. So when she's back,
so he's lonely.
That's exactly it.
That's fucked up, Ronnie.
We need to catch up. Call. I check her story. She's behind Diplo.
Ronnie, go jerk off.
That's the thing.
I think that's what you need to do.
Jerk off, put a finger in your butt, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Right. We'll call you tomorrow.
Now she's back home. He doesn't even reach out.
He has to pay you for therapy, like copay. Venmo him right now.
It's not friendship, it's therapy.
Damn.
Right.
He's been back since Monday. I've called him every day since.
Oh.
Maybe he does love you. Will you take him back?
I hope he loves me as much as Lisa loves Marshmallow. Let me tell you that, all right? Excess.
This fucker.
We have been so drunk.
He's a podster.
You are a podster.
This podcast has been stirring, dude. This is a whirlpool.
How long have we been recording? 2 hours?
Yeah. Love you, Ronnie.
Okay,
bye. There we go. I'm glad we did that. Now he's off my chest for a little bit.
He's like your wife, your bond chain. Yeah,
right? He's like, I just want to talk to my friend. You're like, fuck you. Your girlfriend doesn't love you. She's with Diplo, bro. Call me when you're single.
Damn.
Good shit. All right, I got one.
Okay.
Choose your character, Disney.
Oh.
Who would you be as a Disney character?
I would be that fucking dragon from Shrek. She's hot as shit.
Yeah, she's gorgeous. Oh.
And then I could fuck shit up.
Yeah. Good one, Jamie.
Who would I be in Disney? I'd be Ariel. Duh. Okay.
There we go.
I can show you my butthole.
Yeah.
Look into it. Your dreams will come true.
Woo.
If you don't eat ass, get the fuck out. Cause I do not want you.
Amen.
You better eat my ass.
Woo.
That's fantastic.
Beautiful.
You can sing.
New Disney princess.
Oh, right here.
And you know what? I'm rocking with Peter Pan. Robin Hood.
You'd be Robin Hood.
I can see that.
I like Robin Hood. I like his whole little shtick he has going on.
Yeah, he's hot.
I can see that.
Yeah, and he's kind of flirty. You know, steal from the rich, give to the poor. I like to steal from the LA vibes and Miami vibes and give to my hometown and be like, there's life out there, bro.
So yeah, you could do this too.
Yeah, give vibes to people. And okay. That's kind of what I'm trying to do. I bring my friends
out. Robin Hood.
You get a week. I do that with my friends.
You're the Robin Hood of porn stars. I mean, you helped out producer Terry.
Of good times.
Yes. Okay.
I like that. Yes. So are we.
That's a good one.
Right.
All right. Using a movie title, describe your sex life.
Oh, fuck.
Okay.
I wish that was a movie title.
Naked and Afraid.
That's a TV show.
Fuck.
This is the end.
I love you, man.
Oh!
Because he's fucking his homies.
Remember from the Towels and Blankets?
Yeah. Towels and Blankets.
Full circle moment.
It's all right. I held pillows as a kid.
I think holes. Keep it simple.
Very good.
Keep it simple.
That's a good one. All right.
Mind if I go to a good one and skip?
Yeah. Whatever's better for the clip.
Are you sure you don't need reading glasses?
I need a IUV. UV? IV.
IV.
IV, UV, we all V.
Okay. Most likely to get their baby secondhand high.
Wait, you already did that one.
You're secondhand high. You are the baby.
I'm retired.
All right, let's hear your porn star name. The name of your first pet, followed by the street you grew up on.
Toby Levac. Toby Levac.
Rainbow Oreo South Street.
Very nice.
She was a crab.
Girls,
wait, my first pet was a crab.
Before I depart,
that's
after,
a good poor name.
We're finished. Do you mind if I poop in your bathroom?
Yeah,
I have poopery.
You do have poopery.
And wipes.
We both have wipes.
Lovely.
No bidet, though.
I have to poop.
Oh, yeah. No, do it.
All right.
No.
Well, what's
your boys? I'm fucking.
Okay.
I'm lactose intolerant, and this morning was a cheesy burrito sandwich thing.
He's got to go. If your dog could understand English for 30 seconds, what would you want it to say?
Oh, what other people said in the other room.
What's the other room?
I don't know. Like he overheard a conversation. He's like,
what would I say to the dog is what it is, right?
No, what would you want the dog to say to you?
Oh, hey, listen, I understand that when we're beefing, it's because you love me. And I understand that I overstep sometimes and I shouldn't go so crazy and disobey. I understand your food is your food and I'm sorry, but it's just so delicious. Please understand that I'm just a dog and all the food I get is the only thing I look for in my life.
What a cutie.
Wow.
Dog guy.
All right.
That's beautiful.
This has been a great episode,
Thanks
guys.
For coming on, dude.
You've been awesome. This is awesome. 2 hours.
Yeah, that was great.
We cut a little bit, but yeah. That's it was good. A long
episode.
We got to
cut Emily's sob stories.
Yeah. We got to cut some.
We got to cut a lot of shit.
We got to cut some shit because we named some names. We can't do shit, but you know,
we
maybe
gotta bleep some
when
stuff
we get
out.
A Patreon, we won't bleep anything
do
out.
Do that? You make money on that?
People make
that.
A lot of money.
A lot of money, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I could do it?
Yeah. Yes. Oh my God, you could do behind the scenes with porn stars and shit.
Yeah. Yes. Cool. Yes. Yeah. You should absolutely have a Patreon.
Yeah, you really should.
Okay.
All right. On that note, where can everyone find you?
Well, and Pillow Talk with Ryan.
Look, there are guys, good men.
There are good men out here.
All right. And this good man is going to go shit.
I got to poop.
Okay.
So
bad. All right. We love you.
Catch us next Tuesday, you filthy fucking stoners.
Bye, guys.
Take a shit and listen to our podcast.
I have to poop.
Yeah, go poop.
Do you mind?